Then there's one.
Well, that's, I know. Up and down. We always called them riding horses. It doesn't matter which way they went. Now, how they went.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Well, they're different kinds that you ride on. And so one boy's on this and that one wanted to get on. Now they'd have an argument about which one's going to ride on, which one is on. But you know, you could ride on those that goes around a lot. And it wouldn't take you long. And you're drunk. And you fall right off.
You get hurt pretty bad on those.
Sure to get hurt. You ain't woofing. I've had my head skinned to get down many times on the ground.
What's something that, I don't know if they had this in this area or not, but in some places they'd take a board that's kind of limber and they'd fasten it down at both ends. So it'd be kind of like a trampoline. The children would get on the middle and jump up and down.
Springboard.
Okay. How would you build one?
Way we built them, always the way we built them here when we went into swimming, they'd take the board out here and we'd put down two posts out here and nail a piece across them on here and then put the board across that and fasten it down up on this end up here and you get out on the end of that board to make your springboard.
Mm-hmm. Where was y'all go swimming at?
Out there in the lake or in the river.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it. And
swings. Swings.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, that's your.
Yeah, that'd be.
What would you use to move bricks in?
Wheelbars.
Do you ever hear another name for them? Like Georgia buggy? Did you ever hear that?
I don't believe I did.
And what everybody drives nowadays is called a, what you have parked out there?
Cars.
Any other name for car?
Well, we got trucks and Jeeps and everything else. I got a Jeep and a car.
Where'd you get the Jeep?
I got it in Rada Monroe. I can't walk in the woods like I ought to, and I do a lot of hunting, and I have to have something that I can get around, and I got me a good four-wheel drive Jeep.
I guess you got through the water pretty good in that, huh?
Yeah, it's good. It comes in awful handy.
What would people burn in lamps?
Well, we used to burn coal oil all the time here for years and years. We didn't have anything but coal oil.
Do you ever see?
Till we got electricity, you know.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle? And some coal?
Oh yeah, I've seen, we've been off on camp hunts and things a lot of times, and you can take a piece of old cotton rope and stick it down in a quart bottle of coal oil and fix it up and get you a good bundle of that mud clay, fix it together and put it around the top of that away and it'll sit right there and burn all night for you.
What do you call that?
It's called, all I can tell you, just a bottle with coal oil in it and a piece of a cotton rope in there for it to make the wick, and it's just out there to burn. You got your light.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
A what?
Flambeau.
About that.
And inside the tire of the car, you used to have an inner.
Each side of the car?
Inside the tire. That have an inner.
Inner tubes.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
let it swell up. You build it out of lumber.
Okay. And when you put it in the water, you say you.
Yeah. A lot of times we build and put them in there and they don't leak a drop. A lot of times they leak a little here and there, but just as soon as they stay in the water a little while, they swell up a little while. They don't leak.
Mm-hmm.
Good wooden, good Cypress boats. I used to have several Cypress boats around, first and last.
What different kinds of boats are there, and how are they made?
Well, you take those aluminum